Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Allen, after a loss last night, which vaults the New England Patriots into first place in the division, I could, if you want, summarize a rather outrageous lead from our coworker Chris Scheim earlier this morning.
Please do.
If you'd like to hear that again, to summarize the lead this morning at about 6:30 when we launched our leads, Scheim says that he does not believe that winning a Super Bowl is the most important thing to Josh Allen. Is that a fair summary of your lead this morning?
Yeah, I don't think he is as ravenous for it as other players have been and are.
I am ravenous right now. Let's get some breakfast.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think you also said he's not going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, I said I fear. My quote, Mitch did a great job quoting me in our post on socials.
Good job,
I
Mitch.
Fear he will never win a Super Bowl.
And Scheim got that from
a pregame conversation he had with Marty Smith.
Yeah, where he was like, you know.
Do you have the pregame conversation? Grab that if you can.
Please.
You know, winning a Super Bowl, it's really about what is going to be the situation around him, right? It's he might have that drive to want to win a Super Bowl, and he does everything what he's got to do in the offseason, during the season. But what's around him? Does he have the right coach that's going to
well,
get
that's
him?
Your argument is that he does not have the right head coach, and that
bingo.
That's where you put the blame
yep.
for the fact that he's unable to do
yep.
it. I go ahead, Scheim, play the audio that you used in your lead.
You know, it did put things in perspective of me of like I still get to live my dream, and if we win a Super Bowl, the next day right is going to be like how can I win the next one, and being put into perspective of just like what really matters in life, you know, friends, family, how you treat others, and again I have a platform for what I do, and I just again just try to be as good as a person I can be, I guess.
I remember asking Rory McIlroy, how fulfilled will you be as a man if you never have a green jacket in your closet? And he said to me, oh, I'd like to sit here and tell you I'd be fulfilled, but there'd be a large piece of me that could never be fulfilled. How fulfilled would you be if you never got a Lombardi?
I mean, I would like to give the same answer, right? Of I know as a man in my life, I will be great, but in doing what I do and how I've done it for my entire career, putting everything that I have into my job and winning a Super Bowl, it'll always be the, you know, the great white buffalo, the one that got away, or whatever you want to call it. That'll sit with you for, I guess, your entire life as long, you know, when you're done playing football.
Did he not just say that Rory said, if I didn't win, there would be this massive hole?
And he responded with, I would like to answer that. As in, he can't say that that's exactly how
no,
he feels.
No, he said, I would answer that the same way.
Like, no, well, he I said, he I was, would like to I, answer that.
I think he was talking about as a man, he would be fulfilled. And I'm assuming he's referring to he's married, happily yeah. married. He's going to be a good husband.
And he referred to the Scottie Scheffler quotes about, I'd rather be a good dad than a major champion.
What?
Which is, I think you figure out at some point that's the most important thing.
But wait, yeah. Doesn't Scheffler ruin your argument then?
What do you mean?
Scheffler said he'd rather be a good dad than a major champion, and the guy does nothing but win majors.
But no, so that was my whole point, is that Scottie said that after he had already won multiple majors, multiple masters in particular, and then also went on to win the PGA and the U.S. Open.
Yeah, but
there.
The guy that was interviewing him said the golfer said, I would have this massive hole that would be missing.
And Josh Allen responded with, I would like to answer it like that.
No, no, but he was saying, I would like to think that I would feel the same way, that I'd have this massive hole that I would have been like, yes, I'm fulfilled as a man in my life and family and all that. But says, in my career,
he'd still have that white buffalo that he's chasing.
Like, so I don't get how you don't see that.
But he didn't say, all I want to do is win a Super Bowl.
Well, how do you
like,
explain away
the
white buffalo situation? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. When he says, I would like to respond to that like that, I don't think that he would. That's him saying, I don't know if I would. He said, I would like to respond to that like Rory McIlroy, but I don't know if I will or can.
You personally, at the end, when you get to life's back nine, like myself.
Well, 17th.
Would you prefer to be known as a great husband to Lauren? Or a Marconi-winning, wildly successful radio personality?
I would respond with, why not both?
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
No, but it's serious. Why can't I do both?
How much
I want to be able to do both. Because I think that being a fantastic partner is very fulfilling.
Great.
But I also want to have an actual career.
Okay. Like,
that is also fulfilling.
We know what that means. Greg, question for you.
Yes.
Would you steal to feed your family?
Yeah. From where, Curtis? And what is the punishment? Is
there physical? Is there convenience store?
Well, but if he said it like Cam Newton, right? Cam Newton kind of got,
my annual reminder that if Wiggy had his way, currently Cam Newton would be on the third year of a $30 million deal as the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
No,
go ahead.
He would have been long gone. But no, Cam Newton, it did kind of had that LaDainian Tomlinson type of thing where they asked Cam Newton, would you want to be known as a Super Bowl, not a Super Bowl, as an MVP in the league and be great in the NFL versus being, I think it was Brad Johnson, who was like a good quarterback but won a Super Bowl. And Cam was like, I'd much rather be the MVP of the league than it being that type of player. Or I'd much rather be a Hall of Famer than be known as a Super Bowl champ.
But those kinds of things change as life moves on. Like Josh Allen has been at this for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so it's quite possible and okay that he has decided that winning a Super Bowl is not the most important thing to him. It's more important to him to be a great father and be a great, be a great husband first and a father later.
Like, but everybody would say that, though, Greg. Everybody would say, I want to be a great dad. Right. I want to be a great husband like that.
Then why didn't he also, Wiggy, say, all I want to do is win a Super Bowl?
He did.
He didn't, though.
He said there would be this major hole in who he is as a man for his career in the football world if he didn't win a Super Bowl. I would ask the simple question. I would say to a guy like Dan Marino, would you trade in that Hall of Fame bust and that yellow jacket to be a good football player who won a Super Bowl?
I think Dan Marino would not, and I think Cam Newton is honest in a way that many others would not be. I think the vast majority of players would rather have Cam Newton's career over Brad Johnson's career, without a doubt. And I think that the people
But that's being honest, though.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think that it's I respect Cam Newton for telling you exactly. We want people to tell us how they feel, and then we get enraged when they reveal some answer that we don't agree with.
You know the perfect guy to ask is Ty Law next week? Because I can't answer that question because
I believe you did ask him. Right after the Cam Newton conversation
Did
came
we ask
out.
Him?
Yeah, we talked to Ty Law about that, and he went back and forth a little bit, but I think the Hall of Fame jacket, I think, was what came out.
He has both, right?
Yeah.
And I can't answer that question because I was never a player that was even thought about when it came to being a Hall of Fame caliber type of player.
You're a Hall of Famer here.
I appreciate that.
In our hearts.
But for somebody who was that type of player, it would be great to say, would you rather the Hall of Fame career or would you rather
is Josh Allen a Hall of Famer right now?
Oh, he'll be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
one
pretty
day.
Close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So would you rather that or a good career and being a, multiple Super Bowl winner? And I Brad Johnson had a good career. It was solid, but I would think like you'd have to kind of figure that the people you'd ask, like Charles Barkley, Would you trade in all that Hall of Fame stuff for being able to say I was an NBA champion? Or we talked about Dan Marino.
Right. Like, if I'm Dan Ripken. Marino, I would trade my career for Kurt Warner's. My numbers wouldn't be nearly as good.
Right.
But I am a Hall of Famer, and I'm a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, but see, that's having both, though. I think in this conversation.
But nobody would say that Dan Marino and Kurt Warner had similar careers. Dan Marino clearly had a better career.
But I would say, like, if you put it to the level, and maybe Brad Johnson is the wrong example. If you put it to the level of a good quarterback, but wasn't like an Eli Manning.
Ooh.
You know, he's.
Would you rather be Eli or Phillip Rivers?
Or Archie? Yeah,
Phillip has a million records and is a great passer.
I'd rather be Eli.
You could speak for it from the opposite way, though. Like, would you give up your Super Bowl to have a Hall of Fame career?
Oh, without man.
You could do the same thing.
That's a great point, Courtney.
That's a good point, Courtney.
Would you do it, Wiggy?
I can't believe this. 530 text. This is crazy. Shyam is completely right about Josh Allen. Like, he's basically telling you, and in that listener's mind, that winning a Super Bowl is not the most important thing to him. So
it's amazing how we can all hear things so vastly differently.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think that's why I thought it was a good topic to bring up this morning, because I just felt like listening to it. That's not what I wasn't getting that vibe.
But I get the vibe where his career, his NFL career, he'll have a giant hole in his. You know, hot of not being able to win. So for me, that's somebody who his career wasn't fulfilled. So I don't get.
But he might find fulfillment in the other, maybe what he considers to be more important things
in life. But that's everybody, though, Greg. Anybody who's married with kids is always going to find more fulfillment in that than their regular working career.
Listen to every Hall of Fame speech. They always say, my career was great, but what I'm really most proud of is being your dad or being, you know,
like, that's
a great husband.
Like, that's, like, if you ask this person, Josh Allen, if you never win a Super Bowl, is your career going to feel fulfilled?
No.
Your career, he's going to say no. That's the question, not, well, is your life going to be fulfilled? Because anybody who's married with kids is going to be like, I want to be
Low-key, though, like, I kind of agree with Cam Newton. As somebody who never played professional sports, never even really came close.
Well, sort of.
I think if I was like a multiple time, if I had Lamar Jackson's career and never won a Super Bowl, I think I'd be okay.
My other thing, just if we could go back to Josh Allen quickly, watching the Hard Knocks, it wasn't a great season. Literally the entire franchise hinges on his right arm. Every single practice, the coaches would reiterate, get out of Josh's way. He's our hero. We need to keep him healthy. Like, the entire team is on his shoulders in a way that no other quarterback in the NFL might, other than maybe Lamar Jackson. Does the franchise rest solely on his health?
And Courtney, I would probably go the other way. You can keep the Hall of Fame career. I would want to be a good player that contributed to helping teams win championships.
And indeed, that's what you were.
Yeah. Right. So I would take that. You know whose career I would take? Like, honestly, I think it's perfect, and this is kind of where the conversation goes, is Julian Edelman. Like, he'll never be a Hall of Famer, but his career, I want to bet you Randy Moss would trade his career for Julian Edelman's career.
No way.
Yes.
No
yes.
way.
When Moss was here.
Arguably the number two receiver
When Moss was here and cried about how he never won a Super Bowl, where Julian Edelman, he's probably never going to be a top 10 wide receiver, but his career, he's inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. He's going to be remembered in that. He's a three-time Super Bowl winner. Wasn't he a Super Bowl MVP at one time?
Super Bowl 53.
Yeah. Right. So you might not be viewed as one of the top 10, top 15, top 20 greatest wide receivers. You're not telling me a guy like Randy Moss would be willing to trade that?
I honestly,
like, that's where
Randy
Moss
is. He has the greatest single season in the history of the sport. You got mossed as an adjective.
Yeah. Right. But but those guys are always remembered for never winning the big one.
All right. Well, interesting lead from Chris Schein.
Yeah, it was such a stinky lead. Everybody hated it.
He'd like to be both a great husband and an award-winning radio personality when he is remembered in life.
At the end of the day, Greg, I think both are extremely, extremely important.
And you hate kids, so we don't have to worry about the fatherhood part of things.
I hate other people's kids.
Oh, do we have any news?
No news. No, absolutely not.
All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins have their first loss of the season, dropping a home matinee game to the Lightning, 4-3, the final. This comes despite unreal effort from David Pastrnak, who made a save on an empty net attempt by the Lightning late in the third period. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 19 saves in the loss. The Bees are now off until Thursday. The Patriots are the number one team in the AFC East after the Bills fell to the Falcons 24-14. Josh Allen completed 15 of 26 passes for 180 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions in the loss, while Bijan Robinson Jr. was the star for Atlanta. He had 19 carries for 170 yards and a touchdown in the win. The other Monday night game was Bears-Commanders. Chicago getting the win 25-24 thanks to Jake Moody's 38-yard field goal as time ran off the clock. And the Pats have the Titans on Sunday in Tennessee. The Titans fired their head coach yesterday, Brian Callahan. He got the boot after the Titans started the season 1-5. Their latest loss, 20-10 to the Raiders. In a check-in on October baseball, the Mariners are up 2 games on the Blue Jays in the ALCS after a 10-3 win yesterday, while the Dodgers strike first. A 2-1 win over the Brewers yesterday has them up 1-0 in the NLCS. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded, get up to $20 off groceries with every flu vaccination at Shaw's Pharmacy or Star Market Pharmacy. Stay protected and save because your health matters to us. Stop by Shaw's Pharmacy or Star Market Pharmacy to get your free flu shot today, and complete terms and conditions apply.
Since you brought up October baseball, are the Red Sox going to give my guy, Captain Varitek, a deal or what? They signed everybody else over there, Curtis.
Ken was very worried.
What's going on with that?
Ken will not reply to a text for hours. If you put anything Sox related, he replies before you hit send.
No.
They would be foolish.
I would hope so.
They should keep him.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I think he's back. He should be back.
Let's get that deal done.
Let's go, Brez.
I mean, come on, Brezbot. Get on that. Get the baseball ops people on that.
Right. It's binary, though.
All right, we will be right back with Hill Notes coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I fear that the great Neil Young may be losing it again. He just pulled all of his music off of Amazon because he does not agree with the politics of Bezos. Man. So he did that with Spotify and then realized that no money was coming in, and then put all his music back on Spotify. And now it's no go on Amazon. So
imagine living your life with every clothing item you wear, every restaurant you go to, every product you buy, every streaming service you have, you look into the politics of the person in charge and go by that?
It's must crazy.
It must be taxing. Oh, like, God. It's got to be very taxing on you.
There was some chick in Hollywood, I can't remember which one, who was big in the defund the police, and then she called 911 to report something.
Oh, yeah.
And then she also...
A city councilor in Los Angeles.
No. It was like a Hollywood star.
Oh, okay.
And then she had a big fight with Elon because of Tesla, and she got a Volkswagen. And everybody's like, you want to look at the history of Volkswagen?
Yeah.
It's wild.
Doesn't make sense to me.
You can go deep. I mean, some of these things you really need to go deep into. Yeah. All right. If you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, I would like to give you 2 VIP tickets for the sold-out 10th annual Lobster Trap Oyster Bash, which is happening on Sunday. Our weather smoke, Chris Curtis, says weather beautiful, maybe 70 degrees on the deck at the Lobster Trap in Bourne. So
right.
The food is unbelievable. We talked about the paella earlier, but the oysters are to die for. Drinks are great. And the music is great, and I will be there with Bullet and with Lindsay, and we would love to see you on Sunday.
And if they have that coffee truck outside, wow.
It's just, it's perfect. And it benefits the Greg Hill Foundation. And I want to thank Dave and everybody at the Lobster Trap for doing that again this year. So call now. We'll get you in. Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Hey, who would have thought we'd be saying the first place division, New England Patriots in October. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
I mean, the Bills will still be there. I don't believe that they are going to free fall from here, but
they have a new stadium. They're not leaving Buffalo.
You have the opportunity is there for you.
Right.
You know, you've got if you're able to execute, you got a couple additional losses here mm-hmm. and there. You got to be worried about the Bucks. You got to be worried about the Bills again. I don't know. Maybe,
but doesn't it look a lot more competitive, though? It could be a toss-up.
Yes, yeah. It does.
For the division, where at the beginning, I would agree. Yeah. I was like, Bills are number one by a landslide, yeah, and then yeah. New England's probably two, and maybe Miami three, and yeah. then
it'll be interesting also how we perform during this period, because now that home game against the Bills, you might have been right that maybe the Patriots, after that loss last night, maybe the Patriots are favored.
It could be for the number one seed for them to, you know, like you said, if Buffalo keeps winning, because you look at some of the schedules, like the Colts have a pretty tough schedule. They got to go to Pittsburgh. I think they go to...
They're at the Chargers this week.
Yes, they Houston,
at Pittsburgh.
I mean, KC.
They're at KC, yeah. Home for Houston, at the Jaguars, at the Seahawks, right. Home for the 49ers.
So the Patriots have the easiest schedule since 1978.
Right. And even Pittsburgh's schedule is pretty difficult. So that game could decide whether or not you're playing for the number one seed. And who would have thought that?
And the Falcons, I mean, looks like they made the right decision at head coach.
My God, what am I listening to today? We're putting banners up in week 6 for being in first place in the AFC East. We lost to the freaking Raiders and the Steelers, and we would have lost to the Dolphins if the guy didn't step out of bounds, and we would have lost to the Saints if the dummy didn't fumble in the middle of the field on the last drive. Whoa! Pump the brakes, like Shime says in the opening. Chill out, people. Holy crap.
I mean, if you're going to play the woulda game, we woulda beat the Steelers if we didn't turn the ball over 5 times.
I hate that argument.
Yeah, like, you can't do that.
And then the argument today is, well, you know, it was a big deal when you beat the Bills. Now they lose to the Falcons. They're not that great of a football team. Like, I can't stand the argument. Celebrate. It's been a long time since we've had something to celebrate when it comes to this football team. And eat it up. Celebrate it all day today. All week long, celebrate it.
Greg. They will not steal our joy.
Correct, Curtis.
Jackson here with a quick commentary on that sicko Ed Gein as I just recently watched a Netflix documentary. I mean, grave robbing, get a grip, bro. Dumpster dive is the way to go. It's cool as heck, man. And murdering your brother, your douchey older brother? Well, all right, give you props there. My bro's a douche too, but yeah, I haven't murdered him. And fashioning a skin replica of your mother is just gross. I wouldn't go there. I mean, I could see you being a curious young lad and trying on a brassiere or two, but should end there, brother. What a sicko.
will you go any further with the series, you and Santo, or was one episode too much for you to take?
At the end of the episode, Santo said, this may be a me watch only.
Probably is.
I said, yeah, I think so.
I mean,
I don't really need Charlie Hunnam to be ruined for me forever. Like, watching him strapped to the back of the door on the chair in the lingerie going to town on himself.
It gets way worse. What Ed Gein did with the bodies, the female bodies that he would take from the graves is...
I don't get Courtney.
Disturbing.
She says it's too disturbing for her, but she loves the show White Lotus, and she told me about a scene where two brothers in the show...
Yeah, you don't have to go any further on that.
I don't
that.
Know.
Yes,
they do... Just,
yeah, yes.
But I'm not...
What in the world?
He's not one of my favorite... Those but actors I mean, aren't... Patrick Schwarzenegger is not one of my favorite actors.
But,
Charlie Hunnam...
But you're like, you said that you were explaining the White Lotus scene, and you're like, that some of the...
you don't have to say it.
Everybody I don't know what it was, but it was just like very inappropriate.
Yeah, it was very inappropriate. Yes. It was.
Hey, morning show. What does Josh Allen and Shime's fiance have in common? Sounds like they're both chasing the white buffalo.
Jeez.
Man lost some weight. Looks good.
It's great.
Greg.
Hey,
No offense here, guys, but Dave Matthews Band, not a jam band. They don't even have an electric guitar in their arsenal. They have acoustic, and occasionally Tim Reynolds, acoustic. They do not jam. They've never jammed. The longest song they probably play is 7 or 8 minutes. Come on.
No, that's long, and they are a jam band. I wouldn't classify them as a full jam band like
they
Fish.
Have jam band tendencies.
They do.
Sometimes, yeah.
They will go on and on and on, and it's like, end the song.
Oh, like, how dare you?
Like, give me Gray Street and give me Ants Marching. That's all I need, Sean.
They got a lot of good hits.
No, that's all I need.
Rapunzel?
That's a great, great song.
Don't Drink the Water.
Idea of You? Don't Drink the Water. So
there's
good.
Blood in the Water.
That's all I need.
Chime, I definitely agree with you, brother. If you look, Josh Allen is 5-6 on Monday night games. Sunday night against the Patriots last week, he lost that game. Obviously, you've seen his failures in playoff games. Every big game with the world watching in prime time, that is who Josh Allen is. And I don't think it's the most important thing to Josh Allen.
Okay, he gave his team the lead with 13 seconds left against the Chiefs. Yeah, that's not his fault.
That's not his fault. Maybe he should have said he was chasing the white wheel. When he said white buffalo, I was like,
white whale.
Right.
Yeah.
But they
you
do
say
they,
wheel sometimes. I can't tell.
Oh, the
it's
white
the accent.
The white whale.
White whale.
Yeah. Do they? Is that white buffalo?
Well, there's a thing called the great white buffalo.
But that's also part of, like, they say that is something that they try to really obtain that
it's
might
usually
be.
Usually, like, a significant other that you let get away.
Okay,
the
so.
Great white buffalo. Yeah.
No.
Really?
No, it's not. It's yeah. Not. It's not.
That's how
I
my friends have always used
on.
It.
Well, I'm sure that's how your friends have used it.
Okay.
It's a rare, it's one of the rarest things that one would find in animal life, the white buffalo. And so it's I believe it goes back to Native times, mm-hmm. in which they were in search of, they attached some sort of, Native Americans attached some sort of godlike, qualities to the great white buffalo. It was something that one could never find. I'm sure it morphed into BC times at finding the perfect man.
No, it was like you think that this person's perfect and you're never going to date them, and they're your great white buffalo.
So which one became more popularized by trying to obtain something that was very difficult? Was it the white whale first, or was it the white buffalo?
No, it was probably the white buffalo first, and the white whale became popular post Moby Dick, right?
Correct.
I assume.
Moby Dick.
But I feel like that's what people
use more.
You're
talking about the Melville book?
Yes.
Thank you.
Herman Melville, right? Yes. Is that his first name?
All right. I'm trying to get
Captain
some insight.
Ahab.
Can we get some diversity?
Yes.
Yes. 6:45 in the morning. Just heard Chime's lead after listening to him talk. I'm not a professional, but it seems to me that he really doesn't have the drive and desire to beat Courtney in a golf match.
That is true. You did say no to.
I didn't back out. That was not me.
I was pregnant. No one knew, and I didn't know
that's
that.
Right.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Courtney, can I tell you, I don't have any negative judgment to you generally,
yes.
But you missed what an opportunity. Because if you played Chime and you were the only one that knew you were pregnant and you won, talk about a dunk.
Right.
And if you lose, you reveal it right after.
Right.
I'm pregnant.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Would've
you are perfect. Right. I just felt like crap at that point. I'm like, the last thing I want to do is go out and try to play nine with Shime.
So is that what you become now, Greg, to Shime? Do you become his white buffalo or his white whale?
Well, that's kind of a fat joke. I don't appreciate it.
No, I mean, like, he's beating you is like...
Wiggy said you were pregnant with twins on Friday, Greg.
Wiggy took a lot of shots. Glass house thrower over here.
I took one shot.
Well, one shot at me being fat.
I met your trainer before.
Do you own a mirror?
I own a few mirrors.
I did have your back. I said that you were back with Dan a lot.
It's only because I met his trainer.
Yeah, Dan?
Yeah, at the grocery store.
You know how I feel? If I am able to get on an airplane and the seatbelt will go across, I'm fine. And
you don't need an extender.
Work for me on Thursday and Sunday coming back.
Lindsay did film that, and it was really awkward how excited you were when it clashed.
Your conversation about Josh Allen made me think of Santo for some reason, because there's a guy that apparently has some physical limitations, but he must be fulfilled because he's married to a talented smoke show, too. Mm,
there you go.
Thank you.
Smoko, as they call her now.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Smoko.
I don't feel like one, but...
You're a smoke bomb.
You said you like that.
Yeah, I like
that nickname.
Oh, my God. I'll take all of the compliments right now, please. Yeah.
Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, gave her father 41. Then she turned and gave 42 winks at you-know-who, because Shine still stinks.
I don't remember that part of it. But yeah, interesting Lizzie Borden discussion out of nowhere this morning on this show. Yeah. So, all right, is that it?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Well done, Chime. The Nooch. Wiggy, that's called Great White Buffalo for you.
Since all right.
You're still trying to figure that out. Up next, Jones and Keefe. You can watch them and you can interact with them on YouTube or on Twitch. And our Twitch stream is presented every single day by Springer's Jewelers. And Thursday through Saturday, get to Springer's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, because they are buying gold. So bring your random pieces, old gold, any gold, and get paid about $4,000 an ounce, Courtney. So if you're willing to part with anything, you get a nice new couch or a lamp or whatever you need for the new place. So go to springersjewelers.com for more information. We should also, before we go, open the Window World of Boston weather window for Curtis, please. One more time this morning, and there's sunlight in our future at some point, Curtis?
There sure is. There's gold at the end of the rainbow, I'll tell you that. 46 is what it feels like outside. Rain right now. Light rain, sporadic today. This evening, the rain should cease. And then tomorrow, we're looking at the low 60s and a dry Wednesday.
Okay, guys. Well done today.
Good job.
I'll tell you. Lots of interesting stuff from everybody. Everybody gets a gold star today. Tomorrow on the radio show, Rob Ninkovich will be in the studio with us at 8:20. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.